The Writer's Guide to Crafting Stories for Children by Tony Buzzio. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Writer's Guide to Crafting Stories for Children, by Tony Buzzio, is a comprehensive guide to writing stories for children. It covers all aspects of the craft from idea generation and character development to plotting and revision. The book provides practical advice on how to create compelling stories that will engage young readers. Buzzio begins with an overview of the basics of storytelling: structure, plot, characters, setting, theme, and style. She then moves on to discuss more specific topics such as creating believable characters, developing story arcs, using dialogue effectively, incorporating humor into stories, and exploring different genres including fantasy, science fiction, and historical fiction. In addition to providing guidance on crafting stories for children aged 4 through 12 years old, Buzzio also offers tips on marketing your work once it is complete. She discusses various ways authors can get their work published or self-publish their books online. Finally, she includes a section devoted entirely to resources available for writers who are interested in learning more about writing for children. The Writer's Guide to Crafting Stories for Children is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to write engaging stories that will capture the imaginations of young readers everywhere. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your audience. It is important to understand the age group and interests of the readers you are writing for in order to craft a story that will engage them. Main idea number 2. Know your genre. Knowing the genre of your story will help you to create a story that follows the conventions of that genre and appeals to readers. Main idea number 3. Develop characters. Creating characters that are believable and relatable to readers is essential to crafting a successful story. Main idea number 4. Create a plot. A plot should be engaging and have a clear beginning, middle, and end. Main idea number 5. Establish setting. Setting is an important element of a story and should be described in detail to create a vivid image for readers. Main idea number 6. Use dialogue. Dialogue can be used to move the plot forward, reveal character traits, and create tension. Main idea number 7. Incorporate conflict. Conflict is essential to a story and should be used to create tension and suspense. Main idea number 8. Employ description. Description should be used to create a vivid image of the characters, setting, and plot. Main idea number 9. Utilize point of view. Point of view should be used to create a connection between the reader and the story. Main idea number 10. Employ figurative language. Figurative language can be used to create vivid images and add emotion to a story. Main idea number 11. Use sensory details. Sensory details should be used to create a vivid image of the setting and characters. Main idea number 12. Employ symbolism. Symbolism can be used to add depth and meaning to a story. Main idea number 13. Incorporate theme. Theme is an important element of a story and should be used to create a message for readers. Main idea number 14. Utilize foreshadowing. Foreshadowing can be used to create suspense and anticipation in a story. Main idea number 15. Employ irony. Irony can be used to create humor and surprise in a story. Main idea number 16. Incorporate humor. Humor can be used to lighten the mood and create a connection between the reader and the story. Main idea number 17. Use repetition. Repetition can be used to emphasize important points and create a rhythm in a story. Main idea number 18. Employ alliteration. alliteration can be used to create a musical quality in a story. Main idea number 19. Utilize metaphors. Metaphors can be used to create vivid images and add depth to a story. Main idea number 20. Employ personification. Personification can be used to create a connection between the reader and the story. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your audience is essential when crafting stories for children. It is important to consider the age group and interests of the readers you are writing for in order to create a story that will capture their attention and keep them engaged. Knowing who your target audience is can help you decide on topics, themes, language, and even illustrations that will be most appealing to them. For example, if you are writing a story for preschoolers, then it should include simple words and concepts they can easily understand. You may also want to incorporate bright colors or fun characters into the illustrations so they can connect with the story visually as well as verbally. On the other hand, if you are writing a story for middle schoolers, then it should contain more complex ideas and vocabulary appropriate for their age level. By understanding your audience's needs and interests before beginning your project, you can ensure that your story resonates with its intended readership. This way, not only will children enjoy reading what you have written, but they will also learn something from it too. Main idea number 2. Knowing your genre is an important part of crafting a story for children. It helps you to create a story that follows the conventions of that genre and appeals to readers. For example, if you are writing a fantasy novel, it should include elements such as magical creatures, mythical lands, and heroic characters. If you are writing a mystery novel, it should have clues and suspenseful moments that lead up to the resolution of the mystery. Knowing your genre will also help you decide on appropriate language levels and content for your audience. When choosing which genre to write in, consider what type of stories appeal most to young readers. Fantasy novels often feature exciting adventures with larger-than-life characters, while mysteries can be thrilling page-turners full of twists and turns. Historical fiction can provide insight into different cultures or time periods, while contemporary stories may focus more on everyday life experiences. No matter which genre you choose for your story, make sure it has all the necessary components needed for success in that particular category. This includes having believable characters who face interesting challenges throughout their journey, as well as engaging dialogue between them when applicable. By taking the time to understand each individual genre before beginning work on your own project, you'll be able to craft an entertaining tale that resonates with its intended audience. Main idea number 3. Developing characters is an important part of crafting a successful story. Characters should be believable and relatable to readers, so that they can connect with them on an emotional level. To create realistic characters, authors must consider their physical characteristics, personalities, motivations, and goals. It's also important to think about how the character interacts with other characters in the story and how they will develop over time. When creating a character's physical description, it's helpful to include details such as age, height/weight ratio, hair color/style, clothing style, or any distinguishing features like scars or tattoos. These details help bring the character to life for readers. In addition to physical traits, it's essential for authors to consider each character's personality traits and motivations. What drives them? What are their strengths and weaknesses? How do they interact with others? Answering these questions helps make your characters more three-dimensional. Finally, when developing your characters, you should think about what kind of arc they will have throughout the story. Will they grow or change in some way by the end of the book? This type of development makes for interesting stories that keep readers engaged until the very last page. Main idea number 4. The story begins with a young protagonist who is facing an obstacle. This could be anything from a bully at school to a difficult family situation. The protagonist must find the courage and strength within themselves to overcome this challenge. Along the way, they will meet allies who help them on their journey and enemies that stand in their way. In the middle of the story, our hero faces many obstacles as they try to reach their goal. They may have to make tough decisions or take risks that put them in danger. Through it all, they remain determined and never give up hope. At last, our hero reaches their destination and triumphs over adversity. In doing so, they learn valuable lessons about life and gain confidence in themselves. The ending should leave readers feeling inspired by what was accomplished. Main idea number 5. Establishing a setting is an important part of crafting a story for children. It helps to create a vivid image in the reader's mind and can be used to set the tone, mood, and atmosphere of the story. When describing a setting, it is important to include details such as time period, location, weather conditions, architecture, or landscape features that are relevant to the plot. For example, if your story takes place in an old castle on top of a hill during a thunderstorm at night, then you should describe these elements in detail so readers can imagine what it would look like. When writing about settings for stories aimed at children, it is also important to consider how they will interpret certain descriptions. For instance, if you are writing about an old abandoned house, then instead of focusing on its decrepit state, you could focus more on its mysteriousness or potential secrets hidden within its walls. Main idea number 6. John and Mary were walking through the park, discussing their plans for the day. John said, "Let's go to the movies tonight." "That sounds like a great idea," Mary replied. She paused for a moment before adding, "But I'm not sure if I can afford it." John smiled reassuringly at her. "Don't worry about that," he said. "I'll take care of it." Mary looked up at him in surprise. His offer was unexpected, but she appreciated his kindness all the same. She smiled back and thanked him. Main idea number 7. Conflict is an essential element of any story, and it should be used to create tension and suspense. Conflict can take many forms, from internal struggles within a character to external conflicts between characters or even between the protagonist and their environment. It can also come in the form of moral dilemmas or difficult choices that must be made. No matter what type of conflict you choose for your story, it should always drive the plot forward by creating obstacles for your characters to overcome. When incorporating conflict into your story, think about how it will affect each character involved. What are they struggling with? How does this struggle shape their decisions? How do these decisions lead them closer, or further away, from achieving their goals? By exploring these questions as you write, you'll ensure that every scene has purpose and meaning. Finally, remember that conflict doesn't have to be physical or violent. Subtle emotional conflicts can often be just as powerful. As long as there is something at stake, whether it's a relationship, a goal, or simply peace of mind, your readers will stay engaged until the very end. Main idea number 8. Employing description in a story is an important tool for creating vivid images of the characters, setting, and plot. It can be used to bring life to the narrative by providing details that help readers visualize what is happening. For example, when describing a character's appearance, it can be helpful to provide physical characteristics such as hair color or clothing style. When describing a setting, it can be useful to include sensory details like smells or sounds that evoke a particular atmosphere. Additionally, descriptions of actions and dialogue between characters can help move the plot forward while also giving insight into their personalities. When crafting stories for children specifically, it is important to use descriptive language that will engage young readers without overwhelming them with too much detail. Using simple words and phrases that are easy for children to understand will make your story more accessible and enjoyable for them. Additionally, using vivid imagery throughout your story will keep kids engaged as they imagine themselves in the world you have created. Main idea number 9. Utilizing point of view is an important tool for creating a connection between the reader and the story. Point of view allows readers to experience the story through the eyes of one or more characters, allowing them to become emotionally invested in what's happening. By using point of view, authors can create a sense of immediacy and intimacy that draws readers into the narrative. When crafting stories for children, it's especially important to consider how point of view will be used. Children often identify with characters in books they read, so utilizing point of view can help them connect with those characters on a deeper level. It also helps young readers understand different perspectives and empathize with others who may have different experiences than their own. Using multiple points of view can also add complexity to stories by providing insight into various aspects of a situation or event from different angles. This technique gives readers access to information that would otherwise remain hidden if only one character's perspective was presented. Main idea number 10. Figurative language can be used to paint a vivid picture in the minds of readers. It can add emotion and depth to stories, making them more engaging and memorable. For example, instead of saying the sun was shining, you could say the sun shone like a beacon in the sky. This type of imagery helps create an atmosphere that draws readers into the story. Using figurative language also allows writers to express ideas in unique ways. Instead of simply stating something, they can use metaphors or similes to make their point more effectively. For instance, rather than saying someone is brave, you might say they are as courageous as a lion. This kind of comparison adds color and life to your writing. Finally, figurative language gives writers an opportunity for creativity and playfulness with words. They can craft clever phrases that capture attention or evoke strong emotions from readers. By using this tool wisely, authors have the power to bring their stories alive on the page. Main idea number 11. The sun was setting over the horizon, painting the sky in a brilliant array of oranges and pinks. The air was still and warm, carrying with it the sweet scent of honeysuckle from nearby bushes. A light breeze rustled through the trees, making them whisper secrets to each other. In this peaceful scene stood two figures, a young girl with long brown hair that cascaded down her back like a waterfall, and an old man wearing a worn hat that had seen many years of use. His eyes were twinkling as he smiled at her, his wrinkles deepening around his mouth. The girl looked up at him expectantly as she waited for him to speak. He reached out and gently touched her shoulder before speaking softly in a voice full of wisdom and kindness. Main idea number 12. Symbolism can be used to add a layer of meaning and depth to stories for children. It is a powerful tool that can help create an emotional connection between the reader and the story. Symbols are objects, characters, figures, or colors used to represent abstract ideas or concepts. They can be used to convey themes such as courage, hope, love, friendship, loyalty, and more. When using symbolism in stories for children, it is important to keep in mind their age level and understanding of symbols. For example, if you are writing for younger readers, you may want to use simpler symbols like animals representing different emotions or feelings, while older readers may understand more complex symbols like a character's journey representing life struggles. Using symbolism effectively requires careful thought about how each symbol will contribute to the overall message of your story. Consider what emotion or idea each symbol conveys and how it fits into the plot line of your story. When done well, symbolism can make your story come alive with deeper meaning. Main idea number 13. When crafting stories for children, incorporating a theme is essential. A theme helps to create a message that resonates with readers and can be used to teach valuable lessons. It should be woven into the story in an organic way so that it doesn't feel forced or contrived. Themes can range from simple concepts such as friendship and loyalty, to more complex ideas like justice and morality. The best themes are those that have universal appeal; they should speak to both adults and children alike. When selecting a theme, consider what values you want your readers to take away from the story. Think about how this message will shape their understanding of the world around them. Once you've chosen your theme, make sure it's present throughout the entire narrative arc of your story. This means introducing it early on in order for readers to understand its importance by the end of the book. Additionally, use symbolism or other literary devices when possible in order to emphasize key points within your plot. Incorporating a strong theme into your writing is one of the most effective ways of creating meaningful stories for children that will stay with them long after they finish reading. Main idea number 14. Foreshadowing is a powerful tool for creating suspense and anticipation in stories. It involves hinting at events that will occur later in the story, often through subtle clues or dialogue. Foreshadowing can be used to build tension and keep readers engaged as they try to guess what might happen next. By dropping hints throughout the narrative, authors can create an atmosphere of mystery and intrigue that keeps readers guessing until the very end. When using foreshadowing, it's important to make sure that your hints are not too obvious or heavy-handed. If you give away too much information about what's going to happen next, then there won't be any surprise when it actually happens. Instead, use subtle clues such as characters mentioning something offhand or noticing small details that could have larger implications later on. Foreshadowing also works best when used sparingly. If every scene contains some kind of clue about future events, then it becomes predictable and loses its impact. Try sprinkling hints throughout your story so that readers don't know exactly where things are headed but still get a sense of anticipation for what's coming up. Main idea number 15. Irony can be a powerful tool for creating humor and surprise in stories. It is the contrast between what is expected and what actually happens, or between what appears to be true and what is really true. Irony can take many forms, from verbal irony, saying one thing but meaning another, to situational irony, when events turn out differently than expected. When used effectively, irony can add an element of surprise that will keep readers engaged with your story. For example, if you have a character who believes they are invincible only to find themselves in a situation where they must face their own mortality, this would create an ironic twist that could make for an interesting plot point. Irony also works well when it comes to characters' dialogue. A character may say something with complete confidence only for the reader to know that it isn't true. This creates tension and suspense as we wait for the truth to come out. Similarly, having characters use sarcasm or wit adds depth and complexity to their personalities. Ultimately, using irony in your stories allows you to explore complex themes while still keeping things lighthearted and entertaining. With careful consideration of how best to employ it within your narrative structure, you can craft stories that are both humorous and thought-provoking. Main idea number 16. Incorporating humor into your story can be a great way to engage readers and make them feel connected to the characters. Humor can also help lighten the mood of a story, making it more enjoyable for young readers. When using humor in stories for children, it is important to keep in mind that what may seem funny to adults may not necessarily be appropriate or understood by younger audiences. When writing humorous scenes, try to focus on situations that are relatable and familiar to children. This could include jokes about school, family life, or everyday activities like playing with friends. It's also important to remember that subtlety is key when incorporating humor into stories. Too much silliness can become overwhelming and detract from the overall message of the story. Finally, don't forget that laughter is contagious. If you find yourself laughing while writing a scene, then chances are your readers will too. So have fun with it. After all, storytelling should be an enjoyable experience for both writer and reader alike. Main idea number 17. Repetition can be a powerful tool for writers. It can help to emphasize important points and create a rhythm in the story. Repetition of words, phrases, or ideas helps to draw attention to them and make them stand out. Using repetition also adds structure and flow to the narrative. By repeating certain elements throughout the story, readers are able to recognize patterns that give it shape and meaning. In addition, repetition can add an element of suspense or anticipation as readers wait for something they know is coming but don't yet know when or how it will happen. This builds tension in the story and keeps readers engaged. Finally, repetition creates familiarity with characters and settings, which makes stories more memorable for readers. When familiar elements appear again later on in the story, it reinforces their importance while providing comfort through recognition. Main idea number 18. Alliteration is a powerful tool for writers of all ages. It can be used to create a musical quality in stories, making them more enjoyable and memorable. Alliteration involves repeating the same sound at the beginning of words or syllables within a sentence or phrase. For example, "The silly seal slid slowly down the slippery slope" uses alliteration with the letter S to create an interesting rhythm and flow. Using alliteration can also help bring out certain qualities in characters or settings. For instance, if you wanted to emphasize how fast something was moving, you could use words that start with hard consonants like, "The quick quail quickly quivered across the quiet quarry." Or if you wanted to evoke feelings of calmness and serenity, you might use softer sounds such as, "The gentle gazelle gracefully glided through the grassy glen." Incorporating alliteration into your writing can make it more engaging and entertaining for readers of any age. Whether it's used subtly throughout your story or highlighted as part of a tongue-twister challenge between characters, this literary device will add depth and texture to your work. Main idea number 19. Metaphors can be a powerful tool for writers of all ages. They allow us to create vivid images and add depth to our stories. By using metaphors, we can draw comparisons between two seemingly unrelated things in order to make a point or evoke an emotion. For example, if you wanted to describe someone's determination, you could say they were as strong as an ox or like a rock that won't budge. These phrases paint a picture in the reader's mind and help them understand the character better. When crafting stories for children, it is important to use metaphors that are age-appropriate and easy for young readers to understand. You may want to avoid overly complex metaphors or ones with adult themes that might go over their heads. Instead, focus on simple analogies that will capture their imagination and bring your story alive. Main idea number 20. Personification is a powerful tool for writers of children's stories. It allows the reader to connect with characters and objects in a way that would not be possible without it. By giving human qualities to non-human things, personification can create an emotional bond between the reader and the story. For example, if a tree is described as reaching out its branches in welcome or dancing in the wind, readers will feel more connected to this character than if it were simply referred to as a tree. Personification also helps bring life and energy into stories by making them more vivid and engaging. When used effectively, personification can make even mundane objects seem exciting and interesting. For instance, describing clouds as whispering secrets among themselves or describing raindrops as tapping on windows like tiny fingers adds an element of mystery and intrigue that would otherwise be missing from these scenes. Finally, personification can help convey complex emotions through simple language. By assigning human characteristics to animals or other creatures, authors are able to express feelings such as joy or sorrow without having their characters speak directly about them. This makes it easier for young readers who may not yet have developed sophisticated vocabularies but still want to understand what is happening in the story. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.